Phil and Topher. So let's continue to what we were discussing and move on from there. We started a new malacha, tefira, putting two items together, the combining of two items into one single entity, sewing, pinning, gluing, taping. We spoke about 2 days in the Ramah, whether even Einashal Kayama is going to be a problem. And we said that Rova Foskim are Mako in that regard, and that was the big discussion we had last week regarding diapers. That was most of the discussion in Topher Aleph in that packet. We had some, and Chassidus was Machmir, but most of Rova Foskim assumed Lakula for a number of reasons. Number one, it's for sure Eid Kayama and most. We can be Mako like the day of the Ramah, the Eid Kayama, non-permanent, is only going to be on for a few hours. Meaning we're talking about when you put the diaper on the baby. For sure, that's okay, because it's Eid Kayama. And many poskim also said it's even less than, or better than. So when you look at it, better than Eid Kayama, because it's not even Shakayama. It's meant to be opened and closed. It's what we call Derech Hashmisho in the language of Rabbi Riviat, which we have in source number 9. The only possible lechadchila we said maybe is what we saw in source 13, and that is when one changes a baby and one has a dirty diaper and you're going to throw it in the garbage. A lot of times what we do is to close it up into a nice neat package. So lechadchila maybe that shouldn't be done because that's going to last. Even though yesh makom lahakel even there, because if it's meant to be opened and closed, so then maybe it's never a problem. Just for example, just like if I close the door, even if I know the door is going to be closed for 6 months, nobody's going to open it, and I lock the door, and I throw away the key, and nobody's going to open it. Still, that's not bonet. That's not the malacha, even though it's just like closing up a hole. But still, it doesn't matter. So therefore, here too, one might say that even if it's going to last, it's a problem. It's not a problem, but we said, well, chila, maybe one should not close it up, because there are some that are machmir. So Rabbi Yerbiyat suggests in source 13 and others. Then we went into the quasi-connector discussion. We went into buttons, which are not a problem, either because of Derech Tashmisho, or it's not a real connection. Sphere is where you connect two items, and these aren't connected. You can see each of the items when the button is used. We spoke about safety pins, which the Karbet Hassanel a couple hundred years ago was Machmir on, even though he already noted that the Minog was Lakula, but he says, I don't know why the Minog is Lakula. We saw the Karbet Hassanel quoted in source number 14, but we saw that according to Rova Poskim assumed that safety pins are not a problem. Rav Moshe in source 16 talked about safety pins by diapers. The Shmir Shabbos in 17 talked about safety pins holding up a hem, or holding something, making something bigger, making it smaller so it can be worn. So we saw that generally safety pins are fine and not a problem. The last point we made was zippers. Zippers. Let's just read some of we went through that very quickly, so let's just read two or three of those sources again. Starting on source number 20. That's where this discussion of zippers starts. And that is Me'ikar Adin, as we saw, Rova Poskim assumed that there was no problem with zippers on Shabbos, with tefira, putting on a hood that was off, putting in lining. If it gets cold on Shabbos, I want to put in a lining, even if the lining is going to remain there for months at a time, the first winter Shabbos, of course, zippering up your pants, zippering up on a coat. Rova Poskim assumed it is not a problem, even if it's going to stay for a while. Why? Why is it not a problem? So Rav Riviat in source 20 discusses one is permitted to remove and replace the zip-on lining of a raincoat on Shabbos because in this regard, the zipper is merely performing the function of a button. It's therefore permitted even to zip up one will remain for many months, meaning it's not a true connection. As Rav Riviat says, quoting the Shmir Shabbos in source 21 in Perek Tezvav, because a zipper, also you see a zipper, even though the teeth are inside each other, they connect more than a button, but we know that's not, just looks that way. Just looks that way, but really, halakhically, according to most, it is not a problem, even if one is going to be there for a while. But here, there are more poskim than are machmir, than by safety pins and then by buttons. And we can understand it logically, because if you look at a zipper, it's all finely connected. You can't like between, if a button is holding here, I can like put my finger behind it, I can feel the two parts. By a zipper you can't do that, it's really connected. It's not glue, it's not sewn together, but it's like a metal kind of sewing. One could imagine somebody would view it that way. So that's what we saw. There are a number of poskim that are machmir when it comes to zippers. We saw the Shevet HaLevi in source 24. says that fine, if you could use a zipper for less than 24 hours, then you have to, it is tfira, but it's not shel kayama, and therefore one can be mako. But if it's going to be there for a while, so then one should be more concerned. Line 22, mikom hakom, hamavorsham, dim nimlach lefamim lahashiro kach lo'olam, if you decide to leave it like that, ulefashto kishehu mehudak, to take it and to take it off when it's still connected. I don't know, let's say you put on a, sometimes a child has a zippered up coat and they want to take it off quickly, so you just take it off over their head without undoing the zipper. So if it's going to be on for something like that, or the inside of the lining of the coat, so then aser b'shabbos, then it would be a problem, because that could be shel kayama. Therefore, it would be usher to put in the lining. That's what the Shem of the Levi said. And I mentioned the Shem of Shechter. Shechter is also master for this regarding zippering a talus bag, which is going to a Shabbos talus, which will remain the whole week. So then, to put the talus in, but to not zipper it or unzipper it on Shabbos. Yeah.
Can we apply this by buttons also? Like if you take off your
buttons.
Shirt.
Buttons. No, I don't think buttons is not a true connection. Zipper, say, buttons is not in the world of fear, period. Doesn't matter how long you do buttons for. So that's why it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah?
Shabbat Yom just, not the day of Shabbos, it's 24 hours.
Sorry? I think for most malachas it's 24 hours. Kshira, we have the concept of 24 hours by tying your shoes. What other malachas? Soveya, we have the concept of 24 hours with makeup. So generally, the certain Shari Tzedek, they have this in the hospitals that try to create the drabban instead of dorisis. So they had ink. I don't know if they still have it. A certain time they had ink, which disappeared within 24 hours. So it's only 24 hours. So all the doctors, you have to go back. You have to Shabbat to rewrite it. You have to know it's going to disappear. So you get it down to a drabban. So I think 24 hours is usually the amount that's used for shel kayama. Yeah.
Snaps.
I would assume snaps are like buttons. I assume, even though they're better than buttons and less than zippers. I didn't see anybody who talks about it separately with zippers. Okay, what other points can we talk about? We spoke about Velcro. At the end, I think we mentioned that Velcro was not a problem. Postum assumed that's Derech Tashmisho, any type of Velcro. Some people have Velcro on their, you don't have too much hair on top. Some people have Velcro on their yarmulkes. Or sometimes you have Shabbos shoes, like kids have Shabbos shoes with Velcro. That's a separate, even if it's shoes, you have to let other heter of Dasho Kayama. Unless you always slip on and slip off your shoe and you never talk to the Velcro. But even so, thank you. Right, okay, thank you. Sorry, Mitzvah. So Velcro would not be a problem. And we also mentioned the ace bandage clips in Source 26. I don't know why I didn't give you the Shmir Shabbos. The other Shmir Shabbos by the Velcro was Tezvav Ayin Ches, if you want to look it up. And the ace bandage clips in Source 26, was mutter as well, because that's somebody asked, you're not making any new holes, you're just sticking it between the threads, so it's not a problem. Okay, so that is all part one in terms of quasi connectors. So let's talk about a couple of other applications to finish off our discussion of Tofer. The Shmir Shabbos says in source number one, now going over to Tofer Beis, which is the single sheet that I gave out last week, single sheet, Tofer Beis. Says the Shmir Shabbos, Mutter lahachnis tmunos la'album tmunos. La'album tmunos. You like to put pictures in an album on Shabbos? A lot of times it gets busy during the week, you got pictures, you want to put them in an album on Shabbos. So which malachas should you be worried about? Which malachas are you worried about if you're about to put pictures in an album? So malachas number one you got to think about is borer, sorting. Sorting, if you remember from last year, those who are here, we discussed Borer. Sorting is a part of the mind. I want to sort things. Let's say, right, I took the cold cuts back in from the table, and I have turkey and salami and pastrami, and I want to put it back in the fridge. So I'm going to separate them into their proper containers, put them back in the fridge. That could be an issadaraisa, if I'm not using it for now. If I take it out, and I take out a few, and I want to sort it on the plate to put out, that's fine. That's sorting, but it's for right now, and with my hands, and you have all the conditions that it's okay. Right? Oh, ochel yavalta, the three conditions. But if you're putting it back in the fridge, so sorting is a problem. Or you're putting a game away, playing a game on Shabbos afternoon, and you're putting the pieces away. So again, sorting can be an issue. If you remember, we discussed, you have to unsort the mixture. You got to take some and throw it on the ground, so it unmixes, so now it's not a mixture, so you can put back whatever you want. But sorting can be an issue. What about putting pictures in an album? So if you just take the top one and put it in, that's not a problem, because that's not called sorting. You're just taking one at a time. That's why mutter lahachnis tmunos album tmunos, ubilvad shelo yema'in es hatmunos lefnei sidur ma'album. As long as you don't sort them beforehand, you're just putting them in. But then he adds, lo yadvik es hatzmunos ba'album. You can't stick them in. Nowadays we don't have this. But I remember growing up, we had the sticky type of picture albums. Now you have these slided in. Now nobody has pictures anyway. Anyway, they're all on the computer. Nobody prints out. But it used to be that you printed out pictures, and you can't look at pictures anymore on Shabbos. It's all electronic, unless you have one of those electronic picture things that changes on Shabbos. We're not such fancy people, we don't have that. But it used to be like the old picture albums, like you have to like pull up the paper and it sticks on the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The old sticky albums. So Shmuel Shabbos says that cannot be done, because that's going to stay there, and that's a sticky connection, and that's Tefira. That's Tefira, it's going to stay there. So he says, well, yeah, because that's one of my album. I don't know, sometimes you might have a child who has a sticker album that he wants to do on Shabbos. Not what are they called, color forms, that's meant to be taken on and off. But a real sticker album where the stickers are going to stay there, that's an issue of Tefira. If it's going to stay there, it's like glue, and then you're not going to be able to take it off. Take it off, you're going to take some of the paper with it. Anytime you're going to stick something onto a page, and it's going to stay there, that could be a problem. Anytime that something sticks in an album, that would be a problem. Yeah. If you have a picture, you can put it away, but you're only holding one thing. Mabohar means you take something out of a mixture, or you sort a mixture. If you take the top one, and all you have is one in your hand, that's not Bohar. Yeah?
Where all does muksa play over here? Like in terms of...
Sorry, what are the...
Muksa. Like,
what about muksa?
In all these situations... Like,
there's no muksa. You're allowed to look at albums on Shabbos. It's only Shabbos. Right? It's a big... My kids love to look at albums. Look how everybody looked like when they were young. It's only Shabbos. No, nothing, no problem. Yeah.
Is there a problem with taking pictures out of an album?
Taking pictures out of an album that's not sticky.
It's boring. Oh,
is it a mixture? You can see each one separately. I don't know if that's a mixture. You should see each one separately, yeah?
Isn't there necessarily a picture of house because it might be, if you don't really need it?
Why don't you need it? You want to look at the pictures. The only shaila could be is if you have a fancy schmancy picture hung up that's worth millions of dollars. That might be muksamachas chesrin kiss. Right? If you touch it, you don't want it to break, you don't want it to rip. So it could be very fancy pictures on the wall, might be muksa. But the regular pictures, that's, I don't know, you want to look at them, yeah.
You mentioned pictures on the computers that are evolving.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with those?
Pictures on the computer. No, we don't, machlok and b'shamay and b'sillol, but shvisas kalim, whether you're kalim at the rest on Shabbos, we pass like b'sillol, your kalim don't have to rest. If somebody feels like it's not Shabbos stick in their house, so that's a personal decision. But the more common it gets, I guess the more people, this will be something that people, it's amazing. You could just watch a movie on Shabbos, right? But I don't know, maybe if somebody feels that, you know, it's got to be pictures. It can't be like other things. But if it's like family pictures and you won't get to sit on the couch, I can hear that somebody could say that it's not Shabbos Din. I can hear that. But Me'ikar Hadin is just like turning on a light before Shabbos. Right, turn on a light before Shabbos, so my light is working for me on Shabbos. So I'm setting this up. So again, I could hear somebody say that maybe it's not so Shabbos dick. But the other people could say the opposite. It's wonderful. I can look at all my family on Shabbos over and over again. Yeah.
Why is the problem boring? Mian is coming to
sort. What do you mean? You're sorting and put it away. What's Mian?
You're doing it for now.
You're doing it for now for what? No, in every case is you're doing something now. But what's the purpose that you're doing it for? The action is always now. Are you doing it? Are you putting it in an order so you can look at this album right now? Okay, then maybe you have miyad. Okay, so this is picture albums. What about magnets? Do you have a problem with magnets? So some quotes of Shem Rabbi Yasha that it could be a problem, but I think most quotes are mako. Some magnets fall off the fridge. You put it back on, but that's also maybe Derek Tashmisha was meant to be taken on. You pick it up to put a piece of paper under it and put it back on, and that's not a real connection. So therefore, l'chora, according to most, it seems like magnets are not a problem. Yeah.
It makes certain like high-powered magnets. I really use the whole thing.
High power magnets. I don't know. I never saw a high power magnet. That means like you have to like, ugh.
No, like refrigerator
high power magnets.
No, they're made for fridges.
Oh, not for fridge, because they'll take the fridge with it when you take it off. If it's very strong, whatever. If it's not a regular magnet, then maybe. I don't know. I didn't. But if it's meant to be there forever, if it's not meant to be taken off and taken on. You know, so then it could be. You're running into issues. But again, it depends how it's used. That is. So what about the yet?
Would the same thing apply to like a pin on like a bulletin board?
A pin on a bulletin board could be more of a problem. That could be an issue of gonads, we'll see, because you're filling up a hole, and that could be a different issue. We'll talk about how, maybe we'll, after Tavre Korea, we'll do gonad and so, which is a big malacha to do. Okay, so that's Magnus. What about those adhesive notes, the stickies, in the svarim? So I remember when Rabbi Reich and I learned together in the Sefer Shabbos 20 years ago. So I remember he has an uncle, I think it is, Rabbi Pearl. Ever mentioned anybody in his shir? So he mentioned he has a big posik in Flatbush, an uncle, and he asked him, and he said it was mutter at the time. So I have to check up on him, but I remember at the time he says, so there's a discussion in the postkin. Yesh makom lahakel, if one wants to use it. Again, because it's not a true, and after like two or three times, it's not sticky anymore anyway. You pick it up, you can't use it after two or three times. So, also, I think you could have the heter of Derech Tashmisho. It's like a magnet. It's not meant to stick. So, therefore, Yesh Makom Lahakel in that case as well. Others suggest it's like a, if it's a sticker that's meant to be there, so then it could be a problem. But there is Makom Lahakel in that case. Band-aids. You need a band-aid. So, just one ha'ara that one has to be careful with. Dealing with a band-aid. When we put a band-aid on our skin, so we wrap it, so there's no problem, because I put it on my skin. It's not going to stay there. I'm going to take it off. That's not a true connection. We're going to talk more about tefira on the skin in a minute. The one issue could be, let's say you got a bruise, a wound on a finger. So sometimes we wrap the band-aid around on itself. And the edges of the band-aid go on itself, and sometimes when we take it off, we just slide it off on the end. So that could be an issue, because that is creating a permanent tefira. You wrap it together, wrap it on itself. So if somebody has to use a band-aid on, so taking off the sticky things from the band-aid, we saw last week, the Ber Moshe, we'll get to Korea, that's not a problem, because it's meant to be taken off. But putting it on, if one has to have a band-aid where it wraps on itself, one should make sure to undo it within 24 hours. Because that is, it could be, if you're going to leave it on itself and then just slide it off the finger, so then that could be a tefira shel kayama, and one should be careful with that. A final issue, which is important for those who work in emergency medicine or the like. Let's say somebody gets a wound on Shabbos that requires stitches. It used to be stitches, so you have to know exactly what requires stitches, what could you wait with, what could you not wait with. It's a big discussion, but the postkin which I gave you from the Nishmat Avraham, from the Dr. Abraham Sefer on medical halacha, goes over to the second side. That is a discussion. Is there a difference between stitches and glue? Now, a lot of times, if the doctors could use it, my wife's a pediatrician, unless it's somewhere very visible on the face, depending where it is, but generally, doctors try to use glue. I think other, maybe surgeons try to use, I don't know what the machlokas is, but doctors try to use glue. It's easier. I mean, you glue it. You have a wound that's glueable to stick the skin together, and you just glue it. Right, it's special glue, not Elmer's, right? Special glue that's used, a very strong glue, that's used to hold skin together. So is there a difference between the two? Let's say there's a tzarek, it has to be Michal Shabbos, it has to be Michal Shabbos. Is there any difference? So that is a discussion that I gave you, in Dr. Abraham's Sefer here. He writes on, if it's, wound needs suturing, and if it, there's a chashash infection. So here he talks about the different shitas. The issue is there tefira bebasar adam? So if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, in the just even start before that, the Shmir Shabbos in Laman Hei Chav Dalet on top, in Mitzuya is Polanis Chatucha Betzura Miuchedes Parpar Mutul Adbiga Gufa Adam Tilakari Veshuli Apetzel Zalze, to stitch up the skin, to hold the two pieces of skin together. One is allowed to do that. The issue in the postkim is maybe the glue is just holding the skin together. And it's not creating a new entity. The skin's supposed to be together. So here it's holding it so it doesn't separate. Not that it's creating something new. That's why glue might be a little better than stitches, which is really creating a connection. When you sew something, that's mamish the malach of tofer. So that's why it could be that glue could be better in the halach of mice. Okay, we're not going to go into that. You can feel free to read it. The last source I gave you is from Sternbach. Also an interesting discussion. Where Shlomo Zalman weighs in. Let's say, ask you the question. Somebody comes to a doctor on Shabbos and he needs stitches, and he could do every stitch that you do is a malach d'oraisa. So the doctor could do three stitches and have the wound sewn up, but it'll look gross. It'll look bad. Or do you do six stitches and make it perfect, like you would do on a weekday? So what do you do? So that's what the discussion is in the Rav Sternbach and Shuvah Sanagos. Let's just do this Shuvah and then I'll take your question. Nidrashti mirofi charedi shetzarech b'shabbos lasos tfarim b'panim shel yalda. Right, he had to do stitches on the face of a young girl. Right, face is a serious business. Right, scars, serious business. In order to prevent infection, one doesn't have to do so many stitches. But if you don't do a bunch of stitches, there's going to be a scar that's left there. Especially for a girl, it's much more serious. What's the halacha? There's a fascinating Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, he quotes it. Shmir Shabbos also quotes it. It's line 14. If Shlomo Zalman says, we know there's a concept called Hidr Mitzvah. Gemara in Shabbos and elsewhere, Gemara in Sukkah. Hidr Mitzvah, to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. Zekeh Levi Anvehu. Anivahu, just like make a Sefer Torah Na'a, Tzitzis Na'a, Mila Na'a, Chanukah by the menorah, Hidr Mitzvah. So says of Shlomo Zalman, Mechalal Shabbos, to save, to prevent infection, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. You're not being Mechalal Shabbos, you're being Mekayim Shabbos. That's Shmira Shabbos. The Archaim HaKadosh on last week's parsha, it says, Veshomer Reis on the Shabbos. That be Mechalal to save a life, to prevent infection of an open wound, that's Shmira Shabbos. So there's Shlomo Zalman, hit their mitzvah, do it in a beautiful way. So you can do extra tefillos.
It was just for scars.
Right? Even if it's just, right, preventing scars. That's enough to be machalot, that's not a machalot. Once you're doing the mitzvah, you do it in a beautiful way, says so Shlomo Zalman, and therefore you can do extra tefillos. That's what he said in the next paragraph. Umevi b'shem ha'gon ha'shlomo Zalman oyabach, that's al svar l'hafir. Dum yud demila b'shabbos. Just like Mila. By Mila we know there are, those of you who are women Sech HaShabbos, at the end, Tzitzin HaMa'akvin and Tzitzin She'in HaMa'akvin. There are parts of the Mila of the skin that if you don't take off, it's as if you didn't do the Mila. But there are parts of the skin that you don't have to take off. If you didn't take it off, it's still called a Mila. But L'Chatchila, we usually take it off. On Shabbos, you're allowed to take everything off. L'Chatchila. Even the Tzitzin She'in HaMa'akvin, even those parts of the skin that if you don't take it off, it's still a Mila. To mutul chal Shabbos ab gabi tzitzis she'ena makan amila. So Hachanami says there's Shlomo Zalman. Kiva she mutul chal Shabbos b'kach shari apadaver she'eno ma'akev pikuach nefesh. So that's what Shlomo Zalman. Many Sfarim quote this from Shlomo Zalman. Rav Sternbach is not such a fan at the beginning because he feels that maybe mila is different because mila you're doing mamish and mitzvah asei daraisa. Shlomo Zalman would say here too you're doing mitzvah asei daraisa. Right? I hear it's on the furish in the Torah. Anyway, that's what he talks about. This is Shlomo Zalman. And he quotes maybe coolers at the end, but that is just to point out that finish. Yeah.
Something that stopped you doing your stitch
is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to save this person. I mean, no, I think it wouldn't be a mitzvah. It would be a mitzvah. It would be a meaning. It would be pikuach nefesh. You'd be able to do it. You're allowed to do an act that's usually nisah daraisa. Even beyond the sakana element. That's the chiddush. You could do three stitches, which you have to do to prevent sakana, and prevent the sakana element. And Shlomo Zalman says, no, you can do even more than that, because of hidr mitzvah. That's what Shlomo Zalman. Okay? Yeah?
If you don't need to do it to prevent infection, you could just keep a bandage on there or something until after Shabbos. You're not allowed
so to if it's not going to change anything, if you could do a bandage, anything they could wait till after Shabbos, wait till after Shabbos. Sometimes it's unclear. You've got to ask the doctor.
And I also assume that extends to bleeding. They need to do it to stop the bleeding.
So bleeding, anything that's needed to stop the bleeding. Yeah. Yeah.
Not only on the face? Nobody cares.
But anywhere. I mean, on the other parts of the body, having a scar is not as bad.
Right.
It's bad. But again, according to Shlomo Zalman Svare, you might say that he did a mitzvah anywhere. He's not saying it's dafka to prevent the scar. Yeah?
According to Shlomo Zalman Svare, I was told to progress after Shabbos, and if someone was in the army, there's my whole concern with Shabbos Svare, whether you're allowed to do such a thing. Like, Svare didn't complete, like, Shabbos is completely without sale, and they could do anything they'd like.
Hutra or Dechuya?
Yeah.
After Bikuach Nefesh.
Yeah.
So again, there is a machlokas machaber in the Ramah about Hutra or Dechuya, and the Ramah says if you can find a guy, and if you can find a cutter and slime, but generally they both agree that if time is of the essence, just do it. And most of the time, in these sakana cases, many times, time is of the essence.
Why can't you say, like, it goes on? Like, you're doing the mitzvah, then make it ahead of it.
But it's the act that you're doing. You have to already be involved in the act. The Rama holds that if you don't have to get involved in the act, you can get a guy to do the act. If a guy can drive you to the hospital on Shabbos, even though you're allowed to, so you shouldn't drive to the hospital on Shabbos. Okay, yeah.
Why would stitches not be the derivation?
Why would stitches, all stitches, you're so sew a shirt.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm saying, what, but that's the malacha. The malacha is sewing. So this is the malacha. You're saying because the stitches are meant to come out in a few days. But still, it's meant to be in there for a while. It's sewing. That's the malacha. I mean, just like a shirt. It's not meant to come out. It's a sewn shirt. So here too, you're right. It's a good question. But stitches are meant to come out eventually. But I don't think it's not meant to go in and out. The difference between these back and forth and back and forth. These stitches are going in once and they're coming out once. That's it. A door is meant to be open and closed, open and closed. These diapers, open and closed, open and closed. Right? Velcro. But not stitches are not. Stitches are not. Okay, that takes us through Tfira. And let us now continue going over to the sister malacha of Tfira, and that is Koreya. Koreya is somewhat larger discussion than Tofer, as we will see. Everybody have the there are going to be three packets in Koreya. We should have two. We have two of them. We have two of them. If you didn't get the two packets, first we're doing it, we'll see how far we get. We'll see if we get past the first one. So you don't have to get both of them now. Okay, Koreya. By the way, these are malachas 23 and 24, if you're keeping track. Malacha number, Koreya is now malacha number 24. So what is the definition of Koreya? A malacha that is very important in terms of opening up packages, and what do you do if you're in the bathroom and there's only a toilet paper roll, where else does Koreya come up? Ripping off tabs, cutting strings off of extra strings out of your jacket, you know, it's a string. We'll see there are many examples and applications of Koreya. Wrappings and bags and drink boxes and cans. Many different issues that come up in Koreya. Good. So the definition of Koreya is the tearing of the opposite of Tofer. The tearing of a single object into two parts. Tofer was putting together two parts, making it into a single unit. And Koreya is the tearing of a unit into two parts. Where did this take place in the Mishkan? Where did Koreya take place in the Mishkan? So Gemara tells us in Kol Gadol that if they used to get a moth hole in the curtains, that wasn't one of the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. There were a lot of Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, but not that no moths made holes in the curtains. Right, they had the meat didn't spoil, and there was never a psul in the certain carbonus mincha. Out of you could bail down and not bump into your friend, but they got all the holes there. Well, there were no bugs on the meat. That's what they were holes, but there were bugs on the curtains. So if you get a moth hole in the curtain, so sometimes in order to sew up the hole, you can't just like stuff it up. You have to cut out a nice larger piece of the curtain and then put a nice patch on. And that way it won't be visible. So when you cut out that piece, that's Koreya, that's tearing. And then when you put the thing back on, when you put on the patch, that's Tofer. That's Koreya and Tofer in the Mishkan. That's the Gemara. In Shabbos, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, going over to Ayin Hamad Aleph, Yiriyah Shenafal Bal Darna, if you got a hole, Korin Vav Tofer Nosa, you tear it and you put it back together. Good. The Bir Halacha in source number two, in the beginning of Simin Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel, see in source number two, the Bir Halacha has a suggests a chiddush, where he says on line 11, see where my line 11 is, V'lulei de mistafina, if I was not nervous, see where I am, right in the middle, Havei amino davar chadash bazeh. The Bir Halacha suggests a chiddush about the malacha of Koreya. D'lo shayach shem Koreya amanas l'sakein, Ki im kishor Koreya is a davar beemsa, v'utzarech l'tikun shneihem. Koreya is only when you rip something and the two parts of what you ripped now are better. You're being constructive for both sides of what you ripped. Says the Bir Halacha, Chafetz Chaim, that's Koreya. Shakriya haisel l'tzarech toelas kol yiriya. It would be for toeles for the entire curtain, like in the curtain. You rip the curtain, so the two halves is better, because now you're going to be able to put it back together. We're going to get to Amanas Lasakin in a minute. But says the Bir Halacha, I think that it's only that. But continue reading. First wide line now. And even when it says in Shabbos, which we'll come back to a number of times, the Gemara there says, let's say I rip something because I'm very angry. And after ripping it, I'm calmed down. Right? You break something in your anger. You rip something in your anger. That's chayv d'oraisa on Shabbos. Right? What positive tikkun are you doing there? You calm yourself down. That's what's positive. So even there, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're doing a tikkun in the whole item. Because the whole item, rip, makes you happy. It makes you calm. Hatam, the end of the line, Mishum Demeta, Bazel Atmo, Shemeshake Chamaso, you calm your anger. Havi Ki'ilu, Mesachin Kokova Begad, it's as if the whole Begad is fixed. Masha Enkain, Kishakorea is a Dover Mea Begad Minatsad, the Kavanosa was Sakin as a Begad, Shaya Arakam Akuka, let's say I just have some extra strings hanging out of my shirt. My shirt sleeve. Or let's say my hem is falling down and I rip it to make it better. So that wouldn't be the malacha of Korea, says the Bir Halacha. Maybe it would be a different malacha of Tikkun Mana, which is part of Bona or Makeh B'Patish. But Korea suggests the Bir Halacha is only when the two halves of what you're ripping are benefiting from the rip. Oshaya Arach, Mukukal, Bisfasova, Khatika Negras, well, you sukam is a cloud line 17. Well, Shaykh Shem Korea Mnachosaki, Kim Shem Acher, Metakin Mana, Shehu Metakin Bazeh, Es Habeket. And therefore, second to last line, Lachem Ben Yonenu, Shukorea, Eza Khatikas, Niyar Medaf Shalem, Kadeshulish Tamish Bo, Eza Dabar Ma. If you rip a piece of paper out of a notebook in order to use it, Ubadaf Shem Nikram, Yemenu, Niyar Zainam, Sakno Cloud, and you now have a piece of paper that you're going to use, but you didn't warm a sake in the notebook at all. So he suggests that's not Korea. That's not Korea. It would be a different malach again, because now you've created a piece of paper to write on. But Korea would have to benefit both sides of your rip. That is number one. Again, like we always do, in the malacha, we're going to do just general principles related to the malacha at first, and then we'll get into applications. Yeah?
What about the definition of Korea, the Mishka? Patch you take out the
Right, so he said that when you rip it, so now both sides of the curtain are better because now it could be perfectly put back together. That's what he said. The thing that you ripped out isn't getting better. So maybe he's saying that maybe, what's his lashon? Kishakorea, he says on the ukeinshay b'mishkan shayuish enough about darna korin b'vatofenosa. Maybe he understands it as you didn't rip a piece out. You just kind of made the hole bigger so it would be easier to glue it back together. That's what he would say it is. You didn't take out a piece, let's say you have a little hole, so you make the cut a little bigger so the glue could hold on. If only have a little piece of glue, wouldn't be as wouldn't be able to hold as much. That's what he would have to say. Okay, number one. Next point in Korea. Very important point in Korea. And that is the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos, in source number three, Shabbos Ayin Gimel, the source of the Lamed Malachas. Korea, what's Korea? How does the Mishnah define it? Korea al-Menas Litfor Shtei Tfiris. Korea is not just defined as Korea tearing, but Korea al-Menas Litfor. Korea has to be with condition in mind to be Topher, to sew it afterwards, like in the Mishkan. Rov Rishonim assume this means not specifically al-Menas Litfor, but any type of constructive purpose. Any type of constructive purpose could be Korea. Right? The Rambam says, this is source number four. Korea with first state spheres, Amanas with first state spheres, Chayiv. Aval Korea will have seeds up after Veshu Makalkel. Only if you just tear for no reason, to ruin something. That's an Issa Durabanan only. That's Makalkel. But any type of tearing in order to be constructive is going to be daraisa. So for example, look at the next line. HaKorea b'chama, so the case we were just talking about, somebody tears in their anger. Oh, al mace. Or let's say somebody tears because they hear their relative died. There's a mitzvah of kriya there. You're not allowed to do the kriya on Shabbos. You're supposed to wait. But let's say somebody did the kriya there, so they did what they was, like, inherently they did a mitzvah, even though they shouldn't have done it on Shabbos. Shu al meishu chayiv l'kroa alav. Chayiv. That's an isadar isa. If somebody tears to calm themselves down, or on a mace. Mipnei shemi yashiv is daita b'davar zeh. Because you calm yourself down with this act, via nuach yitzro, and your yetzer hara is calm. V'hoel v'chamaso shochechas b'davar zeh. Harayukum asakin v'chayiv. Since your yetzer and your anger is calmed, so then your chayiv, that's a case, that's an isadar isa. meaning any type of constructive purpose. That is the pashtus. When the Mishnah says almanas litvar, so that is only giving an example of a tikkun, but lav dafka, that it has to be that tikkun almanas litvar. The problem is, we'll end with a problem, and we'll answer it next time, I'll take a question. The problem is the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos there on Ayin Gimel on the Beis, Tosfos there says it's literally has to be almanas litvar. That constructive purpose. Says Tosfos in source number 5, Nirad, afilu Rabbi Yehuda d'machayim l'afashim zich l'gufa, without getting into that, bein and tzarech le'etzim, d'lo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela be'inyin zeh. Tosfos is talking about a different malacha, kotzer, cutting something from the ground. Tosfos says it has to be almanas to use it, to use the wood. Midi dahavi a korea almanas litfor. Just like korea almanas litfor has to be literally almanas litfor or mochig almanas litfo. Even if you can come up with a different constructive purpose, it sounds like from Tosfos, it's not good enough. You need almanas litfor. You need almanas litfo. What's the problem with Tosfos? What's the problem with Tosfos? What case have we mentioned already? Korea b'chamaso. You're tearing in anger. The Gemara says Yechayiv. The Rambam says Yechayiv. What does Tosfos do with that Gemara? No, let's say you're not. The Gemara seems to say you tear it because you're angry. Right? You throw it out most of the time. You break something because you're angry. You tear something because you're angry. So that's a problem we're going to have to deal with that the stipler is going to help us out with. Yeah, your question.
What about the Bir Halacha? Bir Halacha is not even if it's
Bir Halacha says if you tear when you're angry, so it climbs your whole body down. So
not that specific. I mean, if you tear for a constructive purpose, it's not enough for Bir Halacha, right? It has to be both sides being.
Right, I'm saying. So by the anger case, he dealt with that case, and he said in a zip, both sides are.
What about any other case?
So every case you have to figure out. It has to be korea. If not, then it would be
this second.
Then it would be a different halacha, not korea.
Would the second condition work with the Bir Halacha?
The second condition has to be what? That it could be any tikkun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be any tikkun for this vegan. You have to work out the case. We have to talk about it. Are you allowed to, let's say sometimes you open up a bencher, and it's always exactly where benching is, the pages are stuck together. Somebody spills something sticky. Right? So you're like, you're trying to like look inside to see the words. Are you allowed to separate that? Let's separate that. Is that Korea? Okay, be careful not to care any words. Is that Korea? So we have to talk about it. Yeah.
So all the melachos are only the rest is done to present the exact same way they're done in Mishkan?
It depends. Those are models. There are a couple of melachos that are written here that it says almanas something. So what does that almanas mean? Does it mean just to make it constructive? Or does it mean specifically like this? That's the machlokas. Tosfos and the Rambam. Pashas. So we have to figure out what Tosfos means. There must be something more behind Tosfos. Yeah.
Mishapura says that he's going to rip it to Tayyim in Korea Amanas Takin, even when he does it to make himself
down. Calm himself down?
Never mind. That was for.
Amanas Takin is always needed. So, Pashas would be passing like the Rambo and Rovi Shonen, that any Tikkun. So, the question is, what does Tosfos mean? That's our problem. Yeah.
Let's say the Tikkun is for a mitzvah.
The Kriya case, that's an example, a mitzvah. That's if it's the better the reason, the worse it is for Shabbos. But it's called Shabbos, if it's constructive. Yeah. That what? He said, I mean, that Lamaisa doesn't make much of a difference because it's usher anyway. It's just a question of which malacha it is. He's just giving a definition for Korea. If you rip something like the bottom of the hem, so that's going to be the malacha of Tikkun Mona, which is lack of a patish or bona. So he's not giving such a big chiddush in terms of malacha Lamaisa. It's usher. The question is, what is it going to be usher Mishum, which I'm malacha? Okay. Guess we don't have time to do the stipler's answer now. I'll have to start with that next time. Give you a one-liner on the parsha. Give you a head off the press, which fascinating with Pincus that it's in this week's parsha. The Pincus points out that in most other languages, it's usher to start off a sentence with "and." Right, you'll be marked wrong if you write an English paper and a sentence starts off with "and." It starts with "and," and you see, assumes in other languages as well. While in the Hebrew language, almost everything starts with a vav. Almost every pasuk in the Torah starts with a vav. Vayomer Hashem, Vayidaber Hashem. So that vav, it's a vav ahipuch, but pashas also means "and." So what's the svara for that? So he said, Chazal tell us in the Mishkan you had hooks, which are called Vavei Ha'amudin. The Vavin. But the hook looks like a Vav. It's like a point sticking out. Vavei Ha'amudin, you hang something on it. But why? Because a Vav connects, helps connect the coat that you're about to hang to the wall. A Vav is a connector. In the Torah, everything is connected. From Bereishis all the way to Le'ini Kol Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating the events. From beginning to end. Every column in the Torah starts with a Vav, except for six. Right? Except for five. Va'id, there's also a Vav. Right? There's a Masar that the Sofrim have, that they have there's six columns that have six psukim that have to be at the top of a column. Bereishis, Matov Olecha Yaakov, the Aida Bam, towards the end, there are six, quoted in Yoredeya, that Sofrim have that on the top. Besides, one of those six is a Vav also. Besides that, every column in the Torah starts with a Vav. Because Vav is all about, and this happened, and that happened, is all to say, that's the Torah. But he says, that's not just the Torah, that's our lives, and that's Jewish history. Jewish history is one step after another, one generation after another, it's all connected, from the beginning of history to the end. That's why in Lashon HaKodesh, we can start off with Vavs, and. Because what happened before is connected to what happens afterwards. Vavi Ha'amudin, life is about the hooks, life is about the those connectors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates behind the scenes. Just think about it.